Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
On the show, inflation at 2.3% is fine, but oh my God, these food costs are incredible. We've got some solutions. How do you stretch a dollar in this economy when it comes to your food budget? Well, experts say the key is the word budget, and we'll make it fun. We'll make it entertaining, I promise, and we'll save you some money today on the show. How bad have things gotten? People are starting to melt nickels in the States. They've realized that there's actually some valuable minerals in there, apparently, and they're so desperate. Yeah, it's okay. We can't laugh because we had some folks stealing eavesdrops in Winnipeg to melt down the, is it the aluminum that eavesdrops are made of? This is just crazy. Just blue bins are back. We've got blue bin. This is a big, big story locally. You know, something that is as insignificant as your recycling bin. It is causing a huge stir online this morning. What our local town did is because of budget constraints and because they were having a hard time finding people to pick up the recyclables that they wanted us to recycle, and they said, listen, we're only going to be able to pick up this bin every couple of weeks. So bins have been overflowing on people. Well, they've heard the cries. They have heard the voters, and the voters have said, we need these blue bins picked up every week, and it's democracy in action. Lo and behold, the blue bins are going to get picked up. And some disturbing statistics have come forward involving potato chips. Apparently, 42% of customers who regularly buy Lay's potato chips did not know that potato chips were made with potatoes. Almost half. Tomorrow night is the first day special at the Elkhorn Resort. You want to check this out because it's that special night of the week where you're allowed to have some alcoholic beverages out on the patio at the Clarso Spa right by all those tubs there. They play music. You don't have to be whispering to everybody. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It's quite the little party that they've got going on Thursdays. That's why they call it Thursdays. That's tomorrow, 6 o'clock. And it goes from 6 until 10, $59. And they would love to have you be a part of the fun at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. They've also got some fun stuff happening this weekend. Halloween trick-or-treating. This is a free event. Halloween pumpkin carving 1 till 2, trick-or-treating from 2 till 4. That's coming up this Sunday. Best costume prize and more. This is at the Elkhorn Resort Spa and Conference Center at beautiful Riding Mountain National Park at Clear Lake. Okay, that's this Sunday. Basically Sunday afternoon from 1 until 4. And then remember that for Halloween, the Ghosts and Ghouls Gala Halloween Party is on the 31st. They've got best dress prizes, cash bar, great music, treats, drinks, dancing, and more. That is up at the Elkhorn Resort at beautiful Riding Mountain National Park, elkhornresort.mb.ca. You've always got time for Tim's, those beautiful craveable wraps, 2 for $7. Get them in Chipotle and Ranch only for a limited time at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba with 10 locations to serve you. And I saw that Greg just announced yesterday that the Tim Hortons hockey card trade nights are back. Yeah! Oh my God, the kids go crazy for these. Trade, collect, and show off your collection of Tim Hortons hockey cards. November 6th and 13th, 6 p.m. Brandon, 18th Street location, and in Dauphin at 1565 Main Street. So put that in your phone, moms. November 6th and November 13th at Tim Hortons in Brandon and Dauphin. They always have a good time. Everybody gets together, has some treats, trades some cards. They like to visit a little bit. It's as much of a social night as it is anything else, and it's always a lot of fun. You've always got time for Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons with locations in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And our friends at Headley's Health had a quick reminder that a week from Friday is Customer Appreciation Day. That means red-hot deals for you across the store, special pricing. And, of course, they love their customers 52 weeks a year, 12 months a year at Headley's Health Hut. If you're looking for gluten-free, if you're looking for sugar-free, if you're looking for supplements, something that to help you with a sore neck, sore back, your digestive system, your sore feet, basically they've got all the cures for everything you could ever want or need at Headley's Health Hut. It is the ultimate Health Store in Brandon, 1314 Richmond Avenue, just east of Murray GM. Numbers came out yesterday, and the inflation rate is about 2.3%. What does that mean? Actually, that's not all that bad. 2%. Normally, we like to keep it around 1.9 or 2. That's not the problem. The problem is food. And you know this. Every time you go to the grocery store, you're like, God, what? Wow. And then you buy your stuff and you go home. And then a few days later, you go to buy the same stuff and you're like, what? Whoa. Hey, wow. Whoa. You know, they're having a hard time buying the food. Record food bank usage here in our town. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, we have got some handy dandy tips from the experts on how to save at the grocery store. What is behind this endless increase in the price of food?
Food prices are absolutely ridiculous. Even trying to maintain any type of social life and pay rent, it just seems like it's almost impossible.
Some find a way to cope with the costs.
Going to discount grocery stores, we went to food banks for a while because we just could not afford it. And this is a four-person income household.
They have a place where they show you things that are about to expire maybe in 1 or 2 days, and they're like a little less pricey. And I usually go for that.
The consumer price index rose 2.4% year over year in September, driven by grocery prices up 4% and rents up 4.8%.
Food prices are volatile in Canada. And so some of the components that saw upward pressure in September are some of those volatile components. So vegetable prices was a big one.
People are making choices. You know, they're having to choose between paying their rent or buying their groceries. It's a situation that's become really untenable.
It's getting scary. It's like we can't get a handle on the price of food. And so I'm concerned that, you know, them adjusting the interest rates is not going to make a whole lot of difference. Samantha says, I think they're trying to starve us all. Bobby says, yeah, it keeps getting better and better. Lori says, it's corporate greed. Loblaws has seen record profits. There are growing calls in both Canada and the United States for socialized grocery stores. We need to be very careful with that. My thoughts, governments generally don't have the solutions. Governments are part of the problem in my mind. Tracy says it's getting ridiculous. Quentin says it shouldn't be this way. In Canada, we were the envy of the world back in 2015. Amazing how things have fallen in 10 years. Fallen? Nora says, can you imagine if we had to add on a global carbon tax on everything being shipped? That would be good. Ian says, don't you love that the liberals have made this for us? The sad part is that the liberals are hard at work making it worse. Maybe someday I pray they will finally realize they are destroying the country. Well, again, Ian, patience, patience, patience. We could have an election before Christmas. Cheryl says, but sending money to others is still a great idea. How do we stop that? How do we? I agree. How do we stop that? Politicians are clowns. Laurie says that the CBC was yesterday helping hands. It's funny you should mention that in case you missed it.
Heather Cimbalisti says it's a race to keep up.
We have purchased more food than we've ever purchased before, just using the donation dollars that we receive.
This is Heather from the food bank. She's been there a while. She does great work. They got such a great crew at the food bank. But again, it's record usage here in our town.
Helping Hands has also seen an increase in demands. Angela Braun expects the soup kitchen to serve around 5,000 more meals than last year.
5,000!
Rising prices with the housing and food and everything in general, you see the desperation of everybody that's coming in.
At the Western Manitoba Women's Center, breakfast programs are busier too. Lucia Aguilar says they're seeing firsthand the impact of food insecurity in the community.
Basically, for me, that is a human dignity piece. Not being able to have access to financial resources or food resources puts a lot of pressure on families, puts a lot of pressure on parents, specifically women.
Cimbalisti says the spike in demand across different organizations shows that more people are facing food insecurity.
Everything's going up. Utilities are going up. Rent is going up. But yet wages are not going up. So then there are sacrifices that have to be made. And lots of times that's a trip to the grocery store.
Cimbalisti says she's especially worried about the winter months. The food bank expects to help more than 3,000 households, many with children, as costs continue to climb. The nonprofits say growing food insecurity can't be solved by donations alone. They're calling for more support from provincial and federal government.
Oh, those are some good sandwich makers right there. And it's at this time we want to say kudos to those who regularly give to the food bank, those who show up at the Helping Hand Soup Kitchen to help those that are short on food. It's a growing number. It's a growing problem. And it's starting to hit closer and closer and closer to home. So hopefully we've got some change coming, and hopefully we have got some folks pulling together for the holiday season, because I tell you, Christmas could be one of the roughest we've seen in a long, long time. So we will not abandon this topic. We will continue to watch what's going on at the food bank. And, of course, we will continue to, as we always do, champion initiatives that help to bring food into the food bank and to Helping Hands Soup Kitchen. So if grocery budgets are getting stretched, how can you save even more? We have the experts to help us out with that. And it really boils down to one key word. Regardless of how much money you have to spend on food, and we'll explain coming up in just a second. One of the sponsors on the Tyler Glenn Show is Brandon's Bakery, Kuiper's Family Bakery. When was the last time you had a Kuiper's cinnamon bun? Well, it's Wednesday. To get you over the hump, oh, one of those beautiful sticky buns would be absolutely fantastic with your coffee today. How about a tray of tarts? Will you share them with your coworkers? Will you keep them to yourself? That choice is ultimately yours. You're going to take those tray of tarts into your car, and what you do with them after that is entirely up to you. What tarts? I forgot there were tarts in my car, but there's an empty tray and crumbs. I don't know what happened. I just loaded a crumb tray into my car. Brandon's Bakery is Kuiper's Family Bakery, from fresh bread and buns to all the sweet and savory treats you love. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. At Co-ops of Westman, Co-op Gold is the store brand of Co-op. And Co-op Gold is not only a premium product, but it is, along with the Sensibles brand, it is a store brand that can save you money when you visit the grocery store. The other thing to keep in mind is that as the big guys make these record profits, imagine if at the end of the year, you are the one profiting from all the profits at the store. That's how co-ops work. The co-ops have never been more popular than today for that very reason. Because as you pinch the pennies and as we stretch our budgets, we want to be looking for those deals. And, you know, even when you're spending your cash at the co-op, knowing full well that at the end of the year, the people who are shopping at the co-op own the store. And there's co-ops everywhere. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. Plan on joining one today. And likewise with Sunrise Credit Union, they are a co-op when it comes to banking. And Sunrise Credit Union, again, is celebrating Small Business Week. They are quite possibly the most business-friendly financial institution in all of Manitoba. All the business people I talk to say, if it wasn't for Sunrise Credit Union, I couldn't get my business off the ground. If it wasn't for Sunrise Credit Union, I couldn't keep my business open. If it wasn't for the community support of Sunrise Credit Union, we didn't think we would make it through this rough patch. What a great, great financial institution. If you own a small business, know of somebody that does, see them today, sunrisecu.mb.ca.
Ever wondered if that UFO sighting was a secret government project?
Not because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
Or if ancient civilizations really had alien architects.
Like, so Roswell, obviously they think they recovered crafts and beings.
On Theorist Theorizing, wild speculation meets seasoned storytelling.
How they dug 2 kilometers below these pyramids and created all the structures that we're now finding.
Join the theorists as they dive into UFOs, cryptids, government cover-ups, true crime, and the weirdest theories the internet and humanity has to offer.
Giza. And the pyramids itself being an energy source, you know?
It's not a lecture. It's a round table of curiosity, comedy, and what if.
Maybe they got tipped off by these U-boats that fled to Argentina, that there was something there.
Theorist Theorizing. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what do the experts say about how we can save money at the grocery store? It really boils down to one word. And don't roll your eyes when you hear the word, because it's a super important word. And government people toss this word around and they never adhere to it. And that's why we get in deep caca. The word is budget. Experts say it is the single most important thing you can do next to bargain shopping is to create a budget, pen to paper, maybe, how do we do this? If it's pen to paper, what is it on your phone? Notepad? Thumb to notepad? Experts say step one, if you've never done a budget before, keep a month's worth of your grocery receipts. Just put them in a little stack. Easy to do. Keep doing what you're doing. But for the next month or so, for the month of November, keep a stack of grocery receipts. Then you're going to be able to see, A, what you buy on a regular basis, and B, what you're spending on it. And then what you want to do is you want to create a very easy to follow. This is all for you. You can do it in your own style. You want to create a budget and stick to that budget. And then what you want to do is prioritize the items on that budget. You know, if you've got, say, 25 things on that budget, you can number them in priority. For example, we can't be without milk. That is priority one. We can't be without bread. That is priority two. Milk and bread are one and two. So the combination of being able to figure out what you're paying for your groceries, to stick within that budget, and then assign each a priority number will allow you to save money. And that's just the beginning. Also, so when you get to the store, watch for things that aren't in a package. You pay for the packaging. You'll notice pre-cut and sliced butternut squash is almost twice the price of getting the squash and slicing it yourself. Same thing with meats. If you see roasts on sale, cut it up yourself. If you see any time that somebody has to do work to process your food, they're going to add a cost to it. One of those boneless roasts, you don't even need a meat. So I take it in your kitchen, got some Ziploc bags, chop, 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 chop. There's steaks for you. Are they going to be like the keg T-bone steaks like you used to have? No. Tip number three, buy basics in bulk. Wherever possible, try and buy in large quantities. It is usually cheaper. Shop your pantry, fridge, and freezer before you plan. I'm terrible at this and I could take my own advice. It's a good idea every 90 days to do an inventory. Do you have food stored in weird places? Little pantry areas? Little cupboards? Oh my God, I've got a can of oysters in hot sauce that I was craving a couple of weeks ago and it was stuck behind four cases of Ichiban and a couple of... It's good in when times get tough to do a quick inventory of the items that you have. You may not need to buy some stuff. Caution about getting sucked into sales. Now, sales can save money, but keep in mind, it's important to buy food you'll actually eat in a reasonable amount of time. Every grocery store has store brands. Store brands are going to save you money. President's Choice and No Name for, say, Superstore, or Great Value for Walmart, for example. Kirkland at, what's that place? And I know it sounds like something that you might do or have done in the past, or maybe you do it regularly, but you'd be surprised how many people have never made a homemade pizza before. What will shock you if you haven't is when you get all the ingredients home, you buy what you think you need to do for a homemade pizza and you put it in on a cookie sheet and it costs you like $25 and you're eating pizza for 3 weeks. You're thinking, holy crap, I got a lot of food on this pizza for the amount I spent. What I do is I put an item I need on my list when I see it's near replacing and then wait for a sale. Good plan. They have a great app called Grocery List. It helps minimize overbuying, and it's true. Having a budget helps, and looking over your receipts. Thank you, Cindy. So what did you think the Lay's potato chips were made out of exactly? Tracy Rogers said, I had a young neighbor that didn't know pickles were cucumbers. John says, and with a final flickering and barely audible hissing sound, the light of my hope for the intelligence of humanity is forever extinguished. They thought it was made of corn, confusing them with tortilla chips. Other people thought they were made of flour or starch paste like Pringles, which are actually partially reconstituted potato flakes, or even vegetable blend, whatever that means. Basically, they thought chips came from some kind of mysterious snack powder factory, not actually sliced potatoes. Corn, flour dough, vegetable blend,
potato powder, and plastic. Plastic or just pure artificial ingredients. A small number in the study thought that they were entirely synthetic, that potato chips were a snack made in a lab. It's Small Business Week. If you're thinking of incorporating your small business, you need to see the crew at App Law Office. They have got all the paperwork rocking and rolling and ready to go for you, and they'll make it seamless to make that transfer into a corporation. It sounds like a big deal. It is a big change and requires some legal assistance, but that's what App Law Office is for. They'll help you with a will, too. App Law Office is at 642 18th Street, Unit A, right across from the RBC. At Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. All these metals for batteries and AI servers. Oh, man, the future is happening now. And if you want to embrace the future and get into an EV, make sure you make it Westman's number one EV dealership. They've got the Silverado, the Hummer, the Blazer, the Equinox, all the latest and greatest rides for you to take on a test drive. The smoothest and quietest ride you will ever experience in your life. Save big on fuel. Save big on repairs. Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon at 1500 Richmond Avenue. A chance for you to save up to 50% on select sofas, sofa beds, up to 50% off select beds, mattresses, and more. And don't forget, don't pay till 2027 with 0% interest and no monthly payments. Plus, there's free local delivery at Leon's. They are so awesome to deal with. You are going to love going to Leon's. I got a Leon's couch. Everything in my house is Leon's. And we love our couch so much that when we go to get a new couch, I want to make sure I get the exact same one. And they were able to pull it up on their computer and we can get the exact same color, make, brand. I love that. Ah, the blue bins. I love the blue bins. They finally got me to recycle. Cities are struggling financially, and so they scaled back recycling. They moved it to every 2 weeks. They were alternating between blue bin, green bin, blue bin, green bin. Oh, look at how full this one is. Holy cow. Whoa, what the hell was that? What was that came out of that blue bin? It's a fan. They're going to start picking up your blue bin once a week. Everybody is rejoicing. Finally, my blue bin is getting picked up so my fans can be picked up and taken away. No, don't put your fans in there. This is according to the city what you're supposed to put in the blue bins. And this is always a debate that people have. This is directly from the city, okay? I figured this would be an opportunity for us to talk about crap that's supposed to go into the blue bins. Printed paper, newspapers, magazines, flyers, and home office paper. Wrapping paper doesn't go in. Glass bottle and jars, clear and colored jars and bottles, cardboard and box board, cereal boxes, cardboard tubes can be recycled, steel food and beverage containers, soup cans and food tins, aluminum food and beverage containers, soft drink cans and sardine cans, cartons, milk cartons, juice boxes and soup cartons, and plastic containers. This is like your little fruit cups, yogurt tubs, laundry jugs can also go in. Non-accepted materials. This is the fun stuff people like to put into the blue bin. Black plastics don't go. If it's black, put it back. It goes in the trash. It can't be recycled, so let's fill the landfill with the black plastics. Foam packaging of any kind. No, we're going to burn that into the atmosphere. Let's burn that. Aluminum foil. Pie plates and trays. Now, that is something I have done. I thought aluminum foil and pie plates were easily recycled. Food waste should not go in there. Dishes and ceramics, paper towels, tissue and napkins should not go in. Plastic cutlery cannot be recycled. And takeout beverage cups can't be recycled either. I'll post this on my website at TylerGlennShow.com so that you will be in the loop on what you can and cannot recycle. Janine says, we have way more recycling than garbage. That's us too. You know, they finally got us to recycle. Garbage, they could have skipped for the week, quite honestly, right? They probably could have skipped that one because there have been times actually where we just don't put the garbage bin out. Because, you know, like for one bag of garbage, why stop? Ah, And, you know, the garbage bin is near the neighbor's door. It's a nice smell for them. They enjoy it. Yay, we get what we've been paying for all along. People are excited. Anola says, so I'm going home to a full bin. I received a text from the city stating that blue, black, and green are all this week. Well, look at you. You're going to get everything taken away. Lori says, thank goodness. My blue bin is overflowing. Elaine says, who do you call to get a new lid for the blue bins? The truck has smashed mine so bad in the winter it's in pieces. When it rains now, it fills up and my recycle rises to the top and overflows. Too heavy to empty with all that water. Elaine calls 729-2281. It's a quick Google. It's pretty easy to do. They'll replace it for you. However, Daryl warns Elaine that apparently they charge to replace the lids. Linda corrects Daryl, saying currently there is no charge for lid replacement. People start getting angry about the possibility of paying for a lid replacement. Oh, and the conversation is... And they're off to the races. Like I'd said before, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Tyler Glenn Show has proven people on social media will argue about recycling bins. Like get into a knockdown, drag out, super duper fight over recycle bins. Brenda says this was a stupid idea to begin with. Clay says it's about effing time. Oh, it's a mess already. It's too late for them to be doing. Oh, I'm just happy it's back. Okay, look, you could go for free. I don't have any entries yet. And all you have to do is identify one of these bands that they pay tribute to. That's number one. You might as well jump. He doesn't look like that anymore. Might as well jump. Might as well jump. Jump. School's out for summer. School's out forever. Okay, so there are the three. Hairball performs live October 31st. They do it much better than I do. They do full costume tributes of the greatest classic rock hair bands of the 70s and 80s, Kiss, Motley Crue, Van Halen, Twisted Sister, Alice Cooper, and the list goes on and on, even a little Ozzy. And you could go for free. I just need you to name one of those bands and then name a song. It's that easy. And you will go for free. Draw's coming up on Friday. And I understand it's Halloween. You might have things going on. Share this with somebody that can go. Just make sure they've got a passport. I got to give these tickets away. You could be a winner. You could, a friend of yours, somebody's got nothing going on and loves this kind of music. Can you do me a favor and let them know? And they could be going for free to Hairball Live October the 31st at Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. Next week, we'll have Tracy Bird tickets to give away. And it is the final few days of the Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC free $20 gas card, courtesy of Shell. If you ask for a multi-point inspection as you're getting your winter tires put on, maybe you're getting something fixed on your car and would like $20 in free gas, you simply just have to say, hey, can I get a multi-point inspection, please? Boom, $20 Shell gas gift card. It's only until October the 31st, and it's only at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Thank you, Sunseekers, for being part of our Hump Day Wednesday. We'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.